So we're just going to relax and breathe. Slowly and deeply into our heart space. Just feeling that beautiful energy of love and peace and light and grace that exists at the center of all things, everywhere and always, right here and right now. There is beauty and harmony and abundance and health right here and right now. And we're going to spend some time this morning just getting into that deeply relaxed space. And so I suggest that you just continue to breathe slowly and deeply. And if it feels good, close your eyes and feel as if there's some way you can get even a little more comfortable. Stretch something, move something, wiggle something. And let yourself find that most cozy, comfortable, lovely space to just listen if it feels good, or zone out if it feels good, or take a little trip of your own if it feels good. This is your time to find peace and ease. And I just encourage you to follow your impulses. Abraham always tells us to listen to our guidance and follow the impulses. So what I suggest right now is that you allow your tongue to rest on the floor of your mouth and just do a little focus exercise toward feeling the beautiful, spacious peace that exists in each of your feet. And allowing that space, your awareness of that space, to move up your legs. Feel the space within your hands and allow your conscious awareness of that inside space to move up to your shoulders. And now feel the space within your hips and your belly, your chest and your back, breathing deeply and slowly and allowing your shoulders to relax as you notice the space in between your shoulders and up your neck and into your head, even seeing a beautiful space of light and peace behind your eyes. And just breathing slowly and deeply and relaxing, allowing your body to be refreshed by a place of ease and flow, basking in a little serenity, tranquility, and calm. I love feeling serene and tranquil and calm. And Abraham, the last two workshops, has been talking about noticing that the thoughts that we think put what they're describing as marble in a bag. That with each thought, we drop a marble in a bag. Some of the thoughts that feel good drop marble in the bag. Some of the thoughts that don't feel so good drop a marble in the bag. And law of attraction matches our marbles with other people. But they were very powerful in pointing out that our inner being only has positive, delightful marbles in his or her or their bag, our inner being's bag, it feels good. So if we drop in some marbles that feel good, we come more into alignment and more able to match our inner being's marbles. And when we match the marbles, we come into harmony with our vortex. Our inner being has gathered all the cooperative components to everything we want, everything we've ever appreciated, and the opposite of everything we've not appreciated in our lives. And we are the last remaining cooperative component as we drop negative thoughts into our marble bag. So what we're going to do today is focus on dropping some positive thoughts into our marble bag. Thoughts that are a match to our inner being's bag. Thoughts that our inner being shares. So as we just breathe and relax, we can focus on our bodies. And we can offer a little extra love to our bodies, because loving our bodies are very positive thoughts. And often we focus on the piece that doesn't feel so good in the moment. But Abraham says that 90 or 99% of our bodies feel pretty good most of the time. And so we can focus on just general parts of our bodies and send love. So let's love our hands right now. Focusing on our hands, we can love the various parts of our hands, loving our thumbs, opposable thumbs that make our hands so valuable. Our pointer finger and our middle fingers, our ring fingers and our little fingers. Just loving our thumb and our fingers, maybe wiggling them a little bit, smiling at them and loving the use of our hands. So many things we do all day long depend on the use of our hands. And so many aspects of our body we tend to take for granted. But it's helpful to drop a few marbles of love in our bags for our hands. And then think about all of the joints that exist right in our hands. The knuckles and the bones and the muscles and the ligaments and the skin. Let's love our skin. It holds all the other stuff together inside there, and that's a really valuable, valuable thing. And isn't it amazing that our skin repels water but absorbs the sweet lotion that we put on it? Our bodies are miraculous. And Abraham said that our inner beings are attending to our bodies in powerful ways. They are listening to the asking of the cells and sending energy. And sometimes if we're not relaxed enough to receive that energy, we might have some pain. And that's a match to negative marbles in our bag. So let's add some more positive marbles and think about our wrists. Just give a little love to your wrist. You might touch your wrist and feel how nice it feels. I was thinking the other day about my mother telling me that if you're hot, allow your wrist to be under the flow of cool water. And the blood vessels that are on the surface of your wrist will cool the rest of your body very quickly. Our wrists are amazing, and they're part of our strong forearms, and they lead us to our very wonderful elbows that allow us to pick up a drink and bring it to our mouth, maybe clicking another glass with a cheers on the way up, and trusting that these joints work perfectly so much of the time. And yet, how much love do we send to our elbows and our wrists and our upper arms and our shoulders? Oh, there's another powerful joint that has strength and ease. Just sending love to our shoulders. When I breathe deeply and slowly, I often feel my shoulders drop in a deeper place of relaxation and ease. How I love to feel my shoulders drop. And sometimes when I am relaxing like that, I also feel an inspired deep breath that I didn't intend, that my inner being says, "Ooh, you dropped your shoulders. There's more room in your lungs. Let's take in some more air." So let's send love to our lungs and think about our upper respiratory system that is taking the air in from our nostrils and taking it down into our lungs and allowing the wonderful, healing, nurturing oxygen to be absorbed by our body through our lungs. Oh, there's so much to love about our lungs. They respond to us so constantly. And like the beating of our heart, the taking of each breath happens unconsciously the vast majority of the time, because our inner beings attend to our heartbeat and our breath. And something like 70% of what we need comes in through breath. As we breathe all day, the oxygen is supplied, our circulatory system carries it around, and all of the other organ cells and systems are nurtured. Our inner being is nurturing us in every moment. We are dearly, deeply loved. And we are supported and supplied in all of these beautiful, unconscious ways that we don't think of very often. But as we think of them and just send love and appreciation to them, we drop more and more marbles that match our inner being's marbles. And we come into alignment. All of the other organs of our bodies sending love to our digestive system and our elimination system and our reproductive system, sending love to our hips and our thighs, our knees and our calves, our ankles and each of our toes. I always get to my toes and think of the little piggies going to market, and it makes me laugh. And I send love to my toes, and I send love to the little girl who appreciated that game and still laughs with it. So just sending love all through our bodies. And let's send love up, back up to our necks, just sending love to our beautiful necks and our throats and our scalps and our hair, sending love to our eyebrows and our eyelashes, our eyelids and our eyeballs, sending love to our noses and our mouths, sending love to our lips and sending love to our expressions. We have so many different wonderful expressions on our faces that are supported by dozens, maybe even more than that, muscles that exist in our faces that allow them to express how we're feeling. And we can love our expressions. We can love our smiles, and we can love our laughter. We can love our tears of joy and embrace our tears of sorrow sometimes. We can love that we are expressive beings. And Abraham has taught us to love our emotional guidance system that tells us just how in alignment we are, how many positive marbles we've dropped in our bag to match our inner being, or if we're tipping in the general direction of negative and not feeling so good, it can alert us to the need to drop some more marbles of appreciation and love into our bags. And there are so many general ways we can do that easily and comfortably. So let's love our lives. Let's love, maybe most if not all of us have pets. We can love our pets, and we can love our family and friends. Think of a few faces that allow you to easily think of love. Look into the eyes in your imagination of someone that you love dearly, and imagine having a positive conversation with that person and leaving them feeling soundly uplifted, maybe even physically hugged. And enjoy the joy of connecting with other physical beings. Because as we are appreciating our family and friends and pets, we are dropping marbles in our bag that match our inner being's marbles. And we are allowing our vortex to come forward in powerful and wonderful ways, allowing the good into our lives by consciously choosing to feel good and to focus on things we can think of that feel good. And so I invite you to think of something that happened this week that felt good. Maybe it was a synchronicity that came around and you recognized that something you asked for was provided. And maybe it surprised and delighted you, or maybe you expected it, and that's wonderful too. Think of something good that happened this week. And think of the positive aspects of how often something good happens. And think of the love that you feel and the delight that you feel as your positive aspects get matched with your inner being's bag of marbles and come back to you in a new way. At the park this week, I took pictures of and documented two birds that have never been seen in the park before that has been documented. So the semi-palmated plover and the lesser yellow-legged sandpiper are now on the Claudemore Park list. And that always just is a thrill to know that I brought something to light that had been hidden up till now. They've probably been there before, but I got to see them and photograph them and bring them along. And so let's think of something that you're looking forward to. because if we think about something that happened that we really enjoyed, we can project that to the future and think about other things that we have planned that we know we're going to enjoy. Or maybe things like seeing a bird that's never been seen before in the park. Something that surprises and delights us on a particular day. So let's think of a couple of things, perhaps, that you're looking forward to as the seasons change and the air becomes cooler and the leaves change and it gets dark earlier. There are so many beautiful things to appreciate and love about the coming of the fall. There's an excitement about school starting that I always relate to in September. It's like a fresh new beginning, and I love new beginnings. So let's take a moment and just send our love, open our hearts to the coming weeks, the last weeks of summer before Labor Day, the first 3 weeks of summer in September, and then the coming of fall and the beautiful changes that take place, and allow ourselves to imagine love, our love, in places that we'll go during this time. I had a friend who said she always envisioned it as pink light, sending pink light to all these lovely places, sending pink light to our homes, feeling that beautiful love that is the truth of our being, filling all the nooks and crannies, oh, all the rooms and all the hallways, through each doorway. Pink light, more love, our homes filled with love. So we've dropped a lot of marbles in our bag that felt really good to me, and it's easy to find things that are simple, easy matches, as Abraham describes it. Get on a roll, and law of attraction brings you more and more thoughts like it. And so we're just going to relax and breathe one more time, taking gentle, easy breaths that allow ourselves to come into alignment, to come into a place of deeper peace and ease, maybe stretching a little, and recognizing that while this meditation is coming to a close, that we can continue loving life moment after moment after moment, and it is good, and so it is.